The show's ready to start. Are we ready to go?
All right, is the announcer in the announce booth? Stitch ready.
Five, four.
Okay,
three.
Now it's ready. Stitch ready.
Hello, guys. Come on.
One,
cue music.
Are we good? We live?
That sounds live.
It is live.
Have a listen to this.
Welcome to the show, people.
Welcome to the show.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Is that some kind of catchphrase?
Wait a minute, I tell you. You ain't heard nothing.
Showtime.
WQKX.
A little slow coming out of the box today. I guess it's the snow flurries and the wind and the cold temperatures. It's Morgan in the Morning, and it's right now.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I guess we all survived Cyber Monday. That's a good thing. It's easy. We talked about it yesterday. You got a PayPal, you got a Venmo, or whatever we were talking about. You got that stuff going on. You just go online and you shop. I did. I shopped a lot, and it's not like walking from place to place or driving or getting stuck in traffic. It's like a lot easier. You don't wake up the next morning to do a morning radio show and say, God, my legs hurt. I don't know why. What's happening to me? No, you're like, oh, my fingertips are a little rubbed raw from typing things in and paying with my artificial means of money. It's all good. But with this good, we have the bad. I'm reading an article this morning that says it's porch pirate season. So be careful of that if you're in that kind of area where the delivery guy drops and runs and your package is stolen about 2 minutes later. Be careful of that. We'll address that later with an interesting piece of viral comedy. However, where I live, I don't have to worry about it. I can order all I want. By the time the delivery guy gets to my house, he's so exhausted, he needs a 15-minute break or he just calls it a day, no matter what time it is. Nestled into the side of a mountain where no one can find me. Not even the UPS guy or the U.S. Postal Service or FedEx, Amazon, anybody. They're like, dude, your house is off the radar. And I go, yeah, but hey, look, no porch pirates. As a matter of fact, out here where we live, you don't even need a porch. That's a good thing.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are talking about that Omicron that you just heard Ali talking about, while Mark Lawrence, the great white hunter, continues to forge the forest for an antlered animal. Anyway, late night sound is on the way.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
This new COVID variant called Omicron. Omicron. It sounds like a transformer who can't smell or taste.
The Omicron variant, which so far has been reported in Africa, Australia, Belgium, Britain, Germany, even Canada. Experts are hoping it ends up being like the second season of Tiger King, where everybody talks about it, but nobody actually experiences it.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, back off the calories. The holidays are here. Thanksgiving's gone. Christmas is upon us. Are you going to continue to eat and drink too much or not? A new study is now suggesting that calorie labels on alcohol bottles could lower obesity rates and curb alcohol consumption in this country. I personally doubt it. However, I do calorie count even when I drink. But do you mean to tell me putting a little label on an alcohol bottle is going to make people say, whoa, I better pull back. I'm on the keto, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, maybe we could reinvent the keto diet.
Move over, keto. Now there's Beto.
Beto.
Who's imbibing, terminating obesity.
Oh.
Instead of ordering margarita, which has over 700 calories.
Hey, lady.
With Beto, I just do two shots of tequila.
Easy.
That's only 130 calories.
Calm down.
The Beto diet lets you lose weight by drinking alcoholic drinks with the lowest calories.
Rather than a Long Island iced tea. That's hey, like 780 calories.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I drink a vodka soda. Well, 133.
That's
the
what
Beto
I
diet allows you to continue drinking away your miserable life.
Hey,
while dropping pounds, so when you do
Come
fall
on.
Over in a drunken stupor,
no.
you're not as big. So it's easier for your friends to lift your ass out body off the nightclub.
Just stop. Forget it. It was a bad idea. Forget it.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
'Tis the season to be a Secret Santa tipper. How about a $2,000 tip?
That's wrong. You put too much of a tip in there. And he goes, if you don't hit okay, I'm going to reach around and hit okay.
That's good stuff. Good news on the way next.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A bakery in Nebraska got quite a surprise. They were crowded, and a customer tipped $2,000.
He's kind of like snickers a little bit as he turns the screen back to me, and I was like, that's wrong. You put too much of a tip in there. And he goes, if you don't hit okay, I'm going to reach around and hit okay.
You never think it's going to happen at your business. He knew that people were struggling in general, and he noticed that our staff was working really, really hard.
You don't have to give random strangers $2,000, but even just saying have a good day can help somebody go from a zero to a 10.
Totally agree. That's good news. How about gifting at the gas station? Because those guys got to work too,
right? I just wanted to do something to give back to the community I've been a part of for so long, and I am going around to gas stations around the community, covering as many as I can, to deliver a little thank you to those that are working away from their, you know, family and friends so that we can kind of go see ours.
That's a good idea, and that's good news. And locally, we have the Here for Good campaign, where a mother of four can get the gifts she needs for her kids.
They try to do what they can for people and the community. I try to put down what my kids would like, and my kids have gotten what they had asked for. It's a really good program.
HereForGoodCampaign.org with us.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. WQKX. Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Today is Giving Tuesday, the National Day of Giving. You are urged to donate to a charity, set up a food drive, collect toys for needy kids. Do what you want, but do something good. We just heard the good news. We have the Here for Good campaign again this year with a $150,000 goal, raising money to help people right here in Central PA. Our good friends, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, collecting the money for us, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, SBC Media Group, and our friends at the Daily Item as well. Go to HereForGoodCampaign.org. Do some good today. That'd be good.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Speaking of do-gooders, how about reverse porch pirates?
Or you have a package right here. Come get it so nobody takes it. I will hide it for you in your mailbox.
How's that? Viral comedy is viral good. Coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, who doesn't love a good voice guy? Especially when you got a good partner who likes to videotape you and do a voice guy challenge.
Winnie the Pooh.
You don't spell love. You feel it.
Heath Ledger's Joker.
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Going Barbette and ripping off mob dealers? No, no, no. So you complete me.
Lord Farquaad.
The ogre has fallen in love with the princess. Oh, Lord.
Forrest Gump.
I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is, you know.
George Bailey.
What do you want, Mary? What do you want, the moon? Why don't I just throw a lasso around and pull it down?
Mike Wazowski.
Think romantical thoughts. You and me and you, both of us together.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
And if there's love, dear, those are the ties that bind. And you'll have a family in your heart. Forever.
Not bad. I mean, some of them were missing a little bit. Sometimes I think a local voice guy like Chad Evans would do better. But anyway, that's our viral comedy voice guy update. Now, here's something that's not so much comedy as it is good news. Two women are going around their neighborhood being reverse porch pirates.
They're probably sleeping.
We can't answer the door right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, you can do it now.
Okay. Yo, you guys got a package at your door? You have a package right here. Come get it so nobody takes it. I will hide it for you in your mailbox. The package is in your mailbox.
Not a bad idea.
It's okay, we put your package in your mailbox. I love your house. It's a great house that reminds me of Mexico.
Every neighborhood needs a reverse porch pirate.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. 94.1 WQ. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon with some late night TV. I guess you heard that Twitter's CEO stepped away. Like, does that mean Twitter's going to get better?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Jack Dorsey stepped down as the CEO of Twitter. Twitter hopes that his replacement could find new and exciting ways for strangers to say horrible things to each other.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yes!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
And go! Celebrity birthdays with our local celebrity, Lynn Hall.
You say that all the time, but I'm not. But anyway, thank you.
I think you are.
And good morning.
I think you are. You've been in radio for hundreds of years.
Yes. The millennium and then some.
All right. Let's check some of the youngsters, if we should say that. Celebrity birthdays. Kaylee Cuoco.
I think it's Cuoco.
I've heard it two different ways. I even asked Allie Stevens, and she said, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I think it's Cuoco.
We know her best as Penny on The Big Bang Theory, my favorite character on the show.
Come on in.
Hey, guys.
See a penny, pick her up, and all the day you'll have good luck.
No, you won't.
Love her. Her sarcasm.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just love it. Anyway, Kaylee is 36 years old today.
Oh, really? I thought she was younger. Mm. Okay.
Hey, speaking of a little bit older than we thought, Clay Aiken is 43 today.
Oh, my goodness.
He looks like he's 18.
I know, really. He gets carded now, still going into a bar.
He still looks like somebody named Cunningham on Happy Days. I don't know. Ben Stiller is 56.
Okay. Yeah, I knew he was somewhere around our age.
Yeah, somewhere. Bo Jackson, a little bit closer. Bo knows football. Bo knows baseball.
Yeah.
And Bo owned a big chunk of Nike at one time.
At one time.
He's 59 years old today.
Okay.
And this guy's a grandpa. I just can't believe it. Billy Idol is 66 years old today.
Yes, he is a grandpa.
And I was just looking at his pictures and his videos on social media the other night. There he is holding his baby.
Yeah.
Punk pop god is his icon now. He's a punk pop god.
Okay.
All right. And he's a grandpa.
Grandpa punk pop god.
What do you call him?
God.
I don't know.
Punk Pappy? I don't know.
Happy birthday, Billy. He's still idol at the age of 66. Let's take a look at the local celebrities.
It's our birthday buddies.
Yes. Carol Stroh from Cole Township is 59 today.
Greg Grimond from Treverton, 45 today.
Happy birthday, Gwen Boyer, also from Cole Township. She's 41.
Marsha Romig is from Selah's Grove, 27 today.
Michael Vernosky is 55. Happy birthday, Michael.
Happy birthday, Sherry Paul from Treverton, 50 today.
Stephen Pavlek. From Shimokin is 38.
Stephanie Boyer from Gowan City, I know where that is 38.
Gowan City, Gowan is that like City. Gotham City?
Yeah, well, kind of.
In Nicole
it's
on region.
That, yeah, order.
Okay. Trudy Wenrick from Beaver Springs is 37 today. Happy birthday. Nothing on the Ford Fun Line this morning.
Okay.
Nobody on Facebook Messenger.
No emails. Nothing.
Nope. But you could use all
that's
those.
That's what you could do, yeah.
And the text club anytime
you want. I always forget about the text club.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get us the birthday buddies every single morning.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
There is a group of over 60 people trapped in a bar in England in that big snowstorm.
Oh, good grief.
And they have been living in the bar for days listening to an Oasis cover band.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you do when you're in that situation?
Drink a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
And there it is.
And you can.
On the way next.
On Morgan in the Morning.
Some call it stupid news, but we say, let's have a party, you know? I mean, if somebody gives you lemons, you make lemonade, right? If you're at a bar partying with a cover band and a snowstorm hits and they can't get to you to plow the roads, you just keep partying. And there it is. Coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
So you go out with your friends on a Friday night, not paying attention to the weather forecast, and you want to see this cover band that does Oasis? And then it starts snowing outside, and you're not paying attention. Pretty soon, it's a major snowstorm. It happened in England, and over 60 people were trapped in a pub listening to Oasis music for days. Here's the pub manager.
We are waiting to hear from the highways to see if they're going to be able to reach us with the snowplow, and then we should have some news about whether people will be able to start going home. We've had karaoke, we've had pub quizzes, we've had board games, card games, people helping to clear tables, wash up. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You've got a cover band doing Oasis and a lot of booze. What could possibly go wrong?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is on 94KX.
Too much drinking and fighting? That'd be just like the band Oasis, right?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon actually looks at that news story a little bit closer with some late night TV. And today is a very special 25th anniversary.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You know, we celebrated a huge anniversary of Sesame Street. It's been around forever. Well, a documentary is coming up. I'm kind of excited about it. I mean, even if you didn't grow up on Sesame Street, the whole idea and the concept of the documentary really gives you an inside peek. The documentary hits the television screens December 13th. Remember that date. And listen to the name of the documentary. It's called Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street.
This was an experiment.
Children were watching a tremendous amount of television.
So why not see if it could educate them?
Our target audience were inner city children. We had struggled with the idea of the setting for the show. I wanted to capture that New York energy. Because to the three-year-old is cooped up in the room upstairs, the action is on the street.
We were on pins and needles before it went on the air.
It was as if the world had been waiting for this.
Jim Henson and Frank Oz are super.
They were a comedy team.
I'll put the door.
The show is a form of immortality because if you think about it, Ernie will live forever.
It was chaos, but it was the chaos of people dedicated to a real idea, believing something could be done and having the will to do it.
December 13th, coming to television, Street Gang, How We Got to Sesame Street.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, we're going to get to the streets of Sunbury. Late Shoppers Night is coming. We'll talk about it. I think it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We're going to mic up downtown Sunbury coming up, but a quick good morning to Amanda. Good morning, my dear.
Hello, how are you?
I wasn't expecting you, I was expecting someone else.
I know, and then I popped in.
Well, you're always welcome. But should we give a shout out to the guy that didn't show up?
Yes, Chris Reese. Chris Reese State Farm. He said, you've done this once, you're a pro now, you go do it again.
Way to go, Chris.
QKX.
Yeah.
QKX HD1 Sunbury.
All right, Chris, you stay home and listen to the radio. Amanda will take care of it, right?
Yep, I got this.
All right, you got it. We'll talk Late Shoppers Night coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Time to mic it up. We call it Morgan in the Morning Mic'd Up, and we have Amanda Furlong with us from, I always say downtown Sunbury. I should probably say the proper name, right?
Yes, Sunbury's Revitalization.
Yeah.
SRI, for sure.
SRI, yes. Okay. But really, what we're talking about is downtown Sunbury and a little bit of the surrounding area, and Late Shoppers Night, which happens this Thursday, right?
Yep, Thursday from 5 to 9. So
I'm excited.
Yes, it's an awesome event and it's getting bigger every year. Mm-hmm. Businesses participate. People come from all over. We have a lot more activities going on for people to make it kind of a whole evening. You can eat, shop, you know, participate in activities, make it a whole night out.
Yeah, you know what I've noticed too, in the last year, I mean, we're all hoping that this COVID thing is behind us, right? And no matter what the variant is, we want to just get up and get moving again. I've noticed some new businesses in Sunbury are popping up like crazy. It's something to be proud of, right?
It really is. We've had a lot of new businesses, not only in 2020, but in 2020 as well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're planning to open a business, you've kind of got a date in mind, and pandemic or not, it's not going to stop you.
Right.
And we've had a couple businesses who have opened in 2020 and, you know, they're going strong. So
when you say downtown Sunbury, you're thinking like Late Shoppers Night, how many businesses could this be? You're talking about over 30 businesses, right?
Yep, over 30, plus the Dagenstein Community Library and the Sunbury Market House are housing crafters from Sunbury. So those, you know, crafters and direct sales who don't have storefronts are setting up tables and you can shop them as well.
Oh, wow. This is going to be fun. Again, Thursday, it's late night shoppers night in downtown Sunbury. Tell me about this passport game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get a passport. I don't know if I want to travel overseas, Amanda.
No, but you can come to Sunbury and get a passport.
Okay.
So. It's a really unique game that gets you in stores that you may not have gone in before. So the participating stores, you can go in, they'll sticker your passport. Depending on how many stickers you get, you get raffle tickets for prizes donated by those businesses. And yeah, it's just a great way to get in a store, see something that you may not have known was there. And last year with COVID, we switched it up a little bit and we actually added a new element to it where if you purchase something at a participating store, which you'll get a pamphlet that shows you all the participants.
Okay.
If you purchase something and get a receipt, the receipt is good for a raffle ticket as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
It encourages you to purchase something. And it's not just stores, it's restaurants as well.
Oh, that sounds great. And I understand horse-drawn carriage rides through Sunbury too.
Yep, horse-drawn carriage rides around the Cameron Park. Always a big attraction. It's a short little loop, but it's still something different and fun. And people look forward to it. They kind of associate it with our late night shoppers now.
Yeah, I want to go around the park and stop at Eclipse Brewing and then go around the park again and stop
at McGuigan's. Yep, make the loop.
McGuigan's and then just take several rides maybe. That's cute, though, and it's romantic, a horse-drawn carriage ride around Cameron Park. Something new, at least I think it's new, because the Albright Center is basically new, is you're having this warming station?
Yeah, so SRI is located inside the Albright Center for the Arts. That is our project that we're working on, making it a regional community entertainment venue. We have a rental space downstairs, a newly remodeled banquet facility, and since that's kind of our headquarters and that's where you'll go for your raffle tickets and your passport and everything, we decided let's put some other things in there and kind of make it a hangout, you know, warm up, start your shopping.
Right.
So we'll have Wake and Wire in there selling coffee. The Sunbury Moose is going to do soup and it'll just a warming station. You can start at the end of town, end up at us and warm up while you're filling out your raffle tickets.
What an excellent idea. So it is going to be chilly. I mean, it's been cold the last few days. I think winter is coming a little bit early. Temperatures around 40 degrees while we shop. Yeah. Hit the warming station and maybe grab a cup of Joe or maybe a little soup.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of Sunbury. I moved here in 1982, and it's gone through so many changes, but now things are just looking so great in downtown Sunbury. You SRI people have to be proud of what you're doing.
We are, and it's not just us. There's a group of people who are all dedicated to Sunbury growing. Just being so proud of our area.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how to put it. If you come to a meeting, there's just so many people who want to do good. And
yeah. It's like a buzz or something.
Yeah.
And it's in the whole area. Like, people are like, hey, you see what's going on in downtown Sunbury? Or the new restaurants, the new shops. People will encourage that. And there are people from other areas. Like, they're from across the river saying, check out this restaurant or that shop. And I think it's a good thing for downtown Sunbury. So keep up the good work, whether you're a member of SRI or not. One of those, should we call them secret members?
Yes. Well, they're not secret, but, you know, we're all working towards the same goal. So.
Yeah, exactly. So Late Shoppers Night is Thursday night, 5 o'clock until 9, and support local business, right?
Absolutely.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV, Jimmy Fallon is with us talking about the story we did some comedy on earlier in the hour, and that would be that bar in England that was snowed in with an Oasis cover band for days. Details on the way, Tom's top list and more.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, get this, due to a huge snowstorm in the UK, more than 60 people, including members of an Oasis cover band, have been stuck in a pub since Friday night. Yeah, after 3 days, everyone was fighting with each other. It was almost like they were in the band Oasis.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Now let's get started.
Real tree, fake tree. What's better for the environment? Well, it's closer than you think. Fake trees can cause less of an environmental impact, but only if you use them over and over and over again. Now, a study in 2018 said that takes about 5 years of reusage. Some people buy a new tree every couple of years, but the longer you keep it, the better for the environment. Consider this, too. Most fake trees are made in China, and they're all made out of plastic, and they ship them over on big ships with fossil fuels and trucks and all that. Now, let's get to the real trees. Most of them are grown locally. There's over 15,000 different tree farms right here in America for the old-fashioned Christmas tree that you like. Oh, and those tree farms, yeah, they hire about 100,000 people. So that keeps money where it belongs locally as well. So right now, real trees have a slight advantage. But if you have that fake tree, keep on using it over and over.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we'll still talk about the Here for Good fund locally because today is Giving Tuesday.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
All right, we got through Black Friday shopping. That was Friday. Saturday was Support Local Business shopping. I did some of that. Sunday, oh yeah, I drove back home and took my mom shopping. So I don't know, that's not a national holiday. Take your 84-year-old mom shopping day. No, but I did that. And then Monday, yesterday, a lot of cyber shopping. I did a lot. I was burning up my PayPal. It was kind of cool. Today is National Giving Tuesday. And it used to be called the National Day of Giving, but now it's called Giving Tuesday. I think that's kind of neat. You're kind of, I don't know, encouraged to donate to a charity or set something up yourself, a food drive in your neighborhood, toys or coats for needy children. I'd like to just go online and give. And here's an idea. HereForGoodCampaign.org. There's your idea. HereForGoodCampaign.org. Why is this a good idea? Because it's local. And the Here for Good campaign used to be called the Needy Family Fund. We have raised $3.06 million since 1987, and we continue to do it. And the money helps families right here at home, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union Counties. Every year we do it, it's got a new name. HereForGoodCampaign.org. Get there and make this Giving Tuesday all the worthwhile.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, it's on the way. Our parting shot marks the 25th anniversary of a very cool moment in Saturday Night Live history.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
25 years ago, celebrating 25 years and first introduced on SNL, Saturday Night Live. It is Hanukkah, so our parting shot today is Adam Sandler.
Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates.
25 years of the Hanukkah song, our parting shot this morning.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.